welcome on Steve Greenberg of Siena Research, talking about a new Siena Research poll of New Yorkers out this morning, talking about community police relations. Steve, thanks for joining us this morning. Want to start kind of with the idea of defund the police. It was interesting to kind of look at the breakdown of all the different questions that were asked, and a lot of things have the support of voters, a lot of police reforms, but yet when you asked about defund the police, that was kind of the opposite of everything else. It's almost as if the mantra doesn't have support, but the ideas behind it do.
Well, that's an interesting way of looking at it. Siena asked about a whole bunch of potential reforms that are being looked at the national level that have been proposed by some. And what we find is creating a national database of police officer misconduct, a federal law to ban the use of chokeholds by police, requiring mental health professionals to accompany police on certain 911 kind of calls dealing with homelessness or drugs or mental health issues. Those three issues, overwhelming support. At least 81% of New Yorkers, including more than two-thirds of Democrats, Republicans, upstaters, downstaters, Black, white, Latino New Yorkers, all support those items. Another one that has strong support is eliminating qualified immunity for police officers. That has the support of 63% of New Yorkers, and again, has the strong support of Democrats, independents, Black and white New Yorkers. Republicans on that issue are sort of divided. 45% support it, 42% oppose it. But when we look at defund the police, 2-1 against. Only 30% of New Yorkers support the concept of defund the police. 60% oppose it. It's opposed by Democrats, Republicans, independents, white voters, Latino voters. The only voters that support defund the police in New York are, in fact, Black voters by a 54-27% margin. And similarly, when we asked, should we reduce funding to police departments, by a 20-point margin, 57-37%, New Yorkers say no to that as well.
Steve, when you asked about the problem of systemic racism in this country, how did you specifically ask the question, and what did you find out?
Well, we asked, do you think that systemic racism in the United States is a very serious problem, a somewhat serious problem, a not very serious problem, or not a serious problem at all? And what we find is that 81% of New Yorkers say it's at least a somewhat serious problem. 51% say it's a very serious problem. But if we put together very serious and somewhat serious, as I said, 81% of New Yorkers, we're talking two-thirds of every race, party, region, age cohort. New Yorkers believe that systemic racism is at least a somewhat serious problem affecting this country right now.
You know, Steve, have you done previous polls on this, and how does it compare?
Well, we hadn't asked that question before, but I can compare on a question. We asked voters, do you think people of color in New York State are treated fairly by the criminal justice system or not? When we asked that question 5 years ago, back in January 2015, 52% of New Yorkers said people of color are not treated fairly by the criminal justice system in New York. Today, that number is up to 60%. 60% of New Yorkers think people of color are not treated fairly. Only 29% think people of color are treated fairly. Big partisan divide, 76% of Democrats say people of color are not treated fairly. 55% of Republicans say they are.
It was interesting looking at the breakdown when you asked how people feel around police officers, what level of safety they feel, if they feel more or less safe.
To me, this was one of the most fascinating questions, and it's the first time Siena ever asked this. And we said to people, when you see a police officer, does it make you feel more secure, less secure, or no effect on how you're feeling? The overall statewide number is 42% of New Yorkers say they feel more secure, 20% say they feel less secure, 35% say it has no effect. But that really doesn't tell the story, because when white New Yorkers, 51% say they feel more comfortable when they see a police officer. Only 13% feel less comfortable. Well, flip those numbers when it comes to black New Yorkers. Only 13% of blacks feel more comfortable, more secure when they see a police officer. 48% say they feel less secure.
How do New Yorkers feel about the demonstrations and protests over the past month?
Overall, they support them by not quite a 2-to-1 margin, by a 60-36% margin. Voters say that they support the demonstrations because they've been mostly peaceful, as opposed to opposing them because too many of them have turned too violent. Democrats strongly support. Republicans, 58% of them oppose. Independents divided down the middle. Not surprisingly, 88% of black New Yorkers support it. 61% of Latinos support the demonstrations. And the majority, 52% of New York's white voters, also support the demonstrations.
You asked, of course, about the big names in the 2020 race. Any significant changes there when it comes to the president or Joe Biden?
So little movement. It's fascinating. Last month, what we had was Biden leading Trump 57-32%. This month, we have Biden leading Trump exactly the same, 57-32%. President Trump, not surprisingly, it's been this way since before he took office, before he was elected. New York, a blue state, doesn't have a very favorable view of Trump, almost 2-to-1 negative. 33% of voters view Trump favorably, 62% view him unfavorably. Biden doing okay, not great. But 53% view him favorably. A majority, 39%, view him unfavorably. And those numbers, both for Trump and Biden, changed virtually just a couple points over the last month.
Steve, how many people did you survey, and was this just in the last few days?
Yeah, this was a survey of 806. I wasn't sure if it was 806 or 808. 806 New Yorkers, and it was conducted last week, June 23rd, Tuesday, through June 25th, Thursday.
Across the state?
Across New York, yep, absolutely.
All right, Steve, thanks so much for the insight, and of course, the results of that poll that we've been talking about, you can see over at WBEN.com.